The coronavirus has largely spared sub-Saharan Africa. Still, today, Kenya, Ethiopia, Sudan, and Guinea confirmed their first cases of COVID-19. Nigeria has two confirmed cases, but Nigerian scientists know a lot about them. The world's Halima Gikandi explains.
If you want to see what Nigeria's first COVID-19 case looks like, all you have to do is go online. In early March, Nigeria uploaded the entire genome sequence of the country's very first coronavirus case. Of course, unless you actually have a degree in biology, you probably won't be able to decipher the actual sequence itself. To most people, it just looks like a random assortment of letters. C-T-T-G, T-A-G-A-T, and so on. But for scientists like Christian Hoppe at Redeemer's University in Nigeria, these patterns of letters provide important information. Hoppe is a professor of genomics. That's the study of all of the genes in an organism. He uses a technology called genome sequencing to unravel the genetic makeup of all kinds of organisms.
It could be a plant, it could be an animal, it could be an insect, it could be human.
Genome sequencing can also determine the genetic makeup of viruses and diseases. Hoppe's lab led the effort to rapidly sequence the first coronavirus case in Nigeria, and they did it in 48 hours, which is really, really fast. Hoppe says sequencing a virus typically takes them 5 or 7 days. In the past, they might have sent a sample to labs in Europe or the U.S., which could take weeks to process.
So we were able to trace back the origin of the virus in this case, and then we also realized that it wasn't different from the viruses circulating right now in Europe.
In other words, what they found was that Nigeria's first coronavirus patient was infected in Europe, not in China. These details might seem small, but they're incredibly important for Nigerian health officials to know. At the onset of the outbreak, experts thought that Nigeria and other African countries would be vulnerable to coronavirus due to their connections with China, not with Europe. This is the type of information policymakers can use when they're trying to respond to outbreaks in real time.
It's a new concept that we brought to Africa, you know, in the wake of the 2014 Ebola outbreak. And we basically just be pushing for that and pushing open data access and pushing real-time data analysis.
Keep in mind, Nigeria borders 4 countries and regularly deals with outbreaks of other viral diseases like yellow fever, dengue fever, and currently Lassa fever. So public health officials need to know when there's an outbreak, where did it come from? Is it a new strain of an old virus or a completely different disease? Charles Rotimi is a science investigator at the National Institute of Health in the U.S. and is originally from Nigeria. He says scientists in Nigeria have been pioneers in sharing their research with public health agencies in real time during outbreaks. But scientists still face barriers in their work.
Genomic research is, just like most biomedical research, needs significant funding.
Equipment for genome sequencing is expensive, and labs need to be staffed around the clock. In 2010, Rotimi helped found the Human Hereditary and Health in Africa Project in partnership with the NIH. To date, they've trained hundreds of scientists across the continent and created a network of labs in Africa to do cutting-edge genomic research. Rotimi says it's also critical to incorporate African genetic variation to the studies of viruses and diseases.
Close to 90% of those studies have been conducted in European populations. When we try to use those findings to predict what will happen in African populations, they are much more less, less accurate.
Today, the work of scientists like Rotimi and Hoppe has inspired a new generation of young Nigerians in the field. Judith Uche Ogizie is a PhD student who works in Hoppe's lab. She told me why she's so passionate about studying genes.
You know that feeling when you have opportunity to solve a problem of this nature, especially given the peculiarities of our, you know, African environment, like, is fulfilling.
Ogizie says more countries on the continent and the world should adopt Nigeria's approach to genomic research. For the world, I'm Halima Gikandi.